Let's start with a meditation again today. So we'll do the breath at the tip of the nose with a little bit of extra added to it. So let's go into it. If you could just close your eyes. With your eyes closed, the very first thing about meditation is the imprint upon which you close your eyes. And we know we've discussed this before, but it is very, very important that when you close your eyes to meditate, that you're taking you to you. You'll be surprised, and it may sound silly to you, but so many people who close their eyes to shut out the world. And if you do that, then meditation is purely pranic. It's a numbing or a distraction. It's an escape. And that's not what meditation is about. So closing of the eyes and the quality upon which you do it, or the conscious imprint that takes you to just close your eyelids, which is a simple move, is part of the energetic makeup that will determine the true quality of the meditation. So it isn't just about breath. It's all of it. Posture-wise, it doesn't matter how you sit so long as you're comfortable, predominantly, and you can lie down to meditate. But don't think that you have to sit in a certain way, and certainly crossing your legs in a way that is uncomfortable is definitely not what meditation is about. So to get to the breath, you prepare the body for the quality of breath that you're going to do. So if you feel comfortable that your eyes have closed for yourself, by all means keep them closed. If not, just open them up, look down, and then slowly close them lovingly so that you're doing it for you. It's almost like a very strong gesture towards you. It's a very powerful move to meditate with your eyes closing for you. Okay, the next move is to begin the rhythm, which is purely and simply just the in-breath. So if you can just focus on the in-breath entering through your nose, but as you breathe in, make sure that it is a gentle breath. Once again, if the imprint is genuinely or honestly gentle, even if it may not be gentle, but the want to be is genuine, then the gentle breath will eventually come. Rhythmically, it will find itself. We don't need a soft breath, particularly a soft breath, nor necessarily a slow breath. The speed of the breath is determined by the rhythm itself. The quality is gentleness. The rest becomes a rhythm. And it is for this reason that we can make meditation a conscious beginning. In other words, you deliberately and mechanically make effort to bring the in-breath as gently as you can at that moment. It's a conscious choice and a mechanical movement that allows you to breathe in gently. And if you focus on one breath at a time, in this case just the in-breath, and just breathe out, not trying to do anything with the out-breath, you'll get to feel the quality of the in-breath more. By focusing on one breath at a time, you get to identify the quality. if the breath is soft, then you're really only kidding yourself. All you're doing is shutting down or slowing down the body. That doesn't change anything. It doesn't connect you. All it does is it puts the anger, the frustration, the anxiousness and all of that into an arrest of some sort. Now, as the breath develops itself with gentleness, you'll notice that it moves itself towards the tip of the nose naturally anyway. If the breath remains its entry through the entire circumference of the nostril, then really that's just a soft breath. Of course, it is difficult when your nose is blocked. But if you slow it down, eventually the gentleness develops, even with a blocked nose. It's the soft breath that you don't want, because the soft breath is still a full breath of prana. It enters through the entire circumference of the nostril. As you slowly develop further the rhythm of the gentle breath at the tip of the nose, you'll also notice that it has its own texture, which is quite cool at the tip of the nose. And that coolness remains no matter where you are, sauna, steam room, hot, humid, Asia, doesn't matter where you are, it's always a cool breath at the tip of the nose if it's truly gentle. The out-breath is more fiery, but at this stage you're developing a rhythm. At this stage, your approach can still be quite mechanical. It can be still mindful in the sense that you're forcing yourself, so to speak, to actually breathe gently. It's a very, very deliberate, conscious expression to breathe in gently. Don't think meditation is something where you're mindless. It's not. It's quite mindful. It's impossible to quiet the mind unless you're escaping. All you can do is bring the mind in line with the impulses of the heart, and then the chatter stops, or the citta, as it's called. But that happens later. The next part, or the third part of the basic breath, is to develop the quality of the out-breath. And here, once again, we engage the mind to deliberately focus and consciously release breath gently so. So you become the master. You control how that breath leaves your body. And this is the important part. You are now in control. But that control is not based singularly on the second step, because a lot of it comes from the quality of the first step, which is the quality of the in-breath. So release the out-breath, not by sighing, not by relieving yourself, and not even by releasing, but by gently exhaling. If you focus on the in-breath, and if you can focus on the out-breath, then you have complete mind control. That's what mind control is about. Keeping the mind in line with your conscious imprint, in other words, where you're wanting to go. If it falls apart, don't go into failure, don't go into imperfection, and don't go into critique. Start again. Build it up again. In breath, in breath, in breath. Focus, tip of the nose. Develop it gently. Then go back to the out breath. Remember that you can't build a second story unless the first story is very solid. So develop one at a time. And you can see that the quality of the room goes into a coolness, not only a stillness, but a coolness. Because people are not releasing the heat, which is really just emotions. So the key to being centered is to really not impose on another, to hold your energy as you are, but never to dump it or impose it on another. And you can, that's proven by what you feel now in the room. So just focus now on the tip of the nose as it enters, deliberately making it gentle. And as you breathe out, you'll notice that it too has its own rhythm, and it too, in other words, its own speed, its own length. For some people it's a longer breath, for some people it's not so long. That's fine. That's its own rhythm. And also that the out breath is quite warm. But it's not an uncomfortable warm, it's a fiery type of warmth. It's a gentle warm. One could say it's soothing or comforting, but it's not really, because the gentle out-breath is not emotional in any way. And now, without trying, letting go a little bit more of the focus, although the intent remains, allow that breath to find its rhythm in length. In other words, how deep you need to breathe, or how short you need to breathe, both in and out breath. So just allow that rhythm to develop, and that rhythm only comes from you. It cannot be told by one person. It's not to be dictated to. It's your own rhythm based on the way that gentleness is for you right now. Tomorrow it might be different. And that doesn't mean it's a failure. Gentleness knows how to calibrate itself based on what you need. But that need is based on a rhythm, not actually on a need itself coming from an emptiness. Now, at this point, it's very important that you recognize that you're not actually zonking out. You're not going into any form of bliss. And it's not about escaping or numbness or distraction. It's actually about coming into yourself. It's about developing focus, but most of all, awareness. It's definitely not about escaping meditation, which is, I guess, 99% of why it's used. Erroneously so, of course. You're bringing yourself back to you. The in-breath says to the world, I'm not breathing you in anymore. And the out-breath says, this is who I am. I am gentleness. I'm much more than that, but at this point in time, I'm just gentleness. The next part, which is the third part, has a name which can be referred to if we want to be clever, and is called the antakaranic stage, which simply means the embodiment of the gentleness or embodiment of love. And so when you breathe out, release the body gently. And once again, we ask you to be conscious about depressing your chest and shoulders and your lungs in a way that the body mechanically is gentle. So that the rhythms of your chest and lungs and ribs are complying rhythmically to the breath you have developed. And it's called embodiment because you need to make the physical body part of the energy that you are establishing. The body always responds second to the light. And therefore the body we end up with is basically the choices we make, always. There's no surprises, no accidents, no incidents. So as you breathe out, again, make a conscious, deliberate focus, using your mind if you need to, that when you express or exhale out, that the body is gently depressing or exhaling or releasing, whatever word you want to use, but it's a gentleness across your shoulders, across your chest. And for a lot of people, it's quite revealing to recognize that they've been holding their chest quite hard. Shut down, solid, like a brick, like a fortress, which makes the shoulders come in, which splays the shoulder blades, which then puts pressure on the spine. It's all connected. So you let the body go down as it exhales, but gently so. It's not a relief, as most of us try to breathe out, as in, whoa, gosh, that's hard. It's not. It's I'm alive, I am love, this is gentleness. And this is me. When you breathe, you're saying, this is me. And the me factor only comes in when you have successfully breathed your own breath. So you've got to breathe your own breath. It is ridiculous that we get illness and disease because we pick up on other people's rhythms. And it's the quickest way to get sick or develop illness and disease. Is to breathe other people's rhythms and momentums, other people's chaos, other people's emotions. So to develop the me is the in-breath, which is your in-breath based on your quality, your choice to be gentle. It becomes your rhythm, not what the world is telling you. Secondly, you release it based on how you want the world to be for you. You're releasing it gently, therefore you're telling the world, not only am I not breathing you, you're going to feel me this way. You're telling the world. And then thirdly, you embody that. You make it sacred by claiming it, by saying, this is me in whole. In other words, the whole body assumes or takes up that rhythm, gently so. Okay, if you can open your eyes, welcome everyone. I'd just like to expand on that while we're still with meditation. Gentleness is not part of the soul. The soul is just love. The soul is joy, the soul is harmony. And doesn't need to be gentle because its movements are based on its rhythms, based on harmony, joy and love. It doesn't need gentleness. Gentleness is a step down for the soul. However, living physically as we do, and living in the chaos that we do, and in the reactions and responses to the world that is always stimulating us from the outside inwardly, we need to have a bridge, we need to have a something we can identify as tangibly as possible that can bridge us into something we have no idea what it is about. The fact that we have misrepresentation and misdiagnosis of the word love, harmony and joy tells you that people are really not in it. They don't really understand it energetically. Love is, for example, to them an emotion or something someone does stupendously towards you or shows through benevolence or charity or kindness or whatever it is. None of that is love, because love can sometimes let you fall flat on your face. Lovingly so. So love is really just a state of being that is based on an impulse that works on rhythms, but that it is encompassing of everybody at that same time. Therefore it can't harm. It's always in harmony. It can't be in harm, and therefore it's always in joy. When those two are put together, that's called love. However, we can't get to that, and all of that is just words, and they're going to be interpreted and reinterpreted in your mind as best as you can. And even as best as you can, you're going to be influenced by what you've been led to believe harmony, joy and love is, particularly love, because it's used a lot. So the idea is to develop a technique that gets us into that place. Well, the best place to do that is to physically develop a mechanical action or exercise that has a tangible semblance of what the soul might be, which is gentleness. And then when you actually get to that place, you find that the soul is not gentle at all, but even greater and grander than you've ever imagined. But there's no point going there or talking about it until you can actually physically construct the body that develops that.